And today's daf is Daf Chaf. And last year we ended the Mishnah, which is Halacha Yud, regarding what happens when there's a majority wins and in terms of determines the judgment. It wasn't a unanimous decision. We say that the person who was in the minority shouldn't come and say, "Look, I was on your side," because it's considered what's called Holech Rechilu Magalatzot, as we explained. So let's look at the Gemara now. Amar Rav Yochanan Kofina Tamachayv Shechtov Zakai. Let's say the minority opinion was Chayav. And the rest said Zakai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in the judgment of Beit Din, they would write Zakai. All three would have to write Zakai. Rabbi Yochanan, meaning we force the person who said Chayav to write Zakai. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he says, no, Chayav. Zakai. They would write their true opinions. So the Gemara now says, Mamanita seems to disagree with Rav Shimon and Lakish. Because again, the Mishnah said, when you leave, you're not meant to say, look, I was on your side, but you know, how I was in the minority. Mashma, that the actual individual decisions of the Dayanim are kept secret. So how then can you say that the actual real decisions or opinions were expressed in the document? That seems to be the contradiction. Or the kasher, if you like, in Resh Lakish. Now, we'll continue with the Nusach we have in front of us and explain the Korban Eidah, and then I'll show you in a moment how the Reed Baz explains it. He says, why would Rabbi Yochanan hold his opinion? Again, in other words, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says that you'd get each opinion to write, we don't show the true opinions, we just write that each Dayan said whatever the majority opinion was. That is again so that the secret is not, doesn't slip out, if you like. The people aren't aware of what each of the individual, like the, so we can't say, so again, like the Mishnah says, that the minority judge can't say, look, I was on your side, but what can I do? However, and then how we understand Shit Resh Lakish, my time with the Resh Lakish, says, so the simple understanding there is that the minority opinion who said Chayav, someone else might come along and say, oh, he also made a mistake when the judgment is really Zakai, because it's misrepresenting his real opinion and his reputation, whatever. So that's one way of explaining the sugya. But explaining the sugya that way leaves still a question on Rav Shimon ben Lakish that it serves to contradict the Mishnah. So that's why, very interestingly, the Reed Baz says is that when it says, my time at my avadeh Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. What Rav Shimon ben Lakish say to the fact that his opinion seems to contradict the Mishnah? So I'll just read you inside. He says, the Havi Meimar kamad bayim mezake leploni bedina v'lo shavkunli. Meaning Resh Lakish to lo am yomara malti me'od b'lizchut ploni achavar lo shavkunli. In other words, the issue that he said that the Mishnah has is, if look, I tried to champion for your benefit, but they didn't let me. That's what's bad. However, if it wasn't for that, in other words, the issue the Mishnah has with Resh Lakish is, you say, look, I tried my best, but they didn't allow me. I was on your side. That's what's bad. But to write down in the shtar itself what the true din Torah was of each halachic opinion expressed, that is not necessarily bad. So in other words, Resh Lakish has a way, according to the Reed Baz's reading, of responding this way. But then it says, "Oh, my time of the Resh," and then when Gemara continues, "My time of the Resh Lakish," you actually change to Rabbi Yochanan. So it's like a standard shakel v'tarya flow of a sugya that way, even though you have to change the girsa. And it says, the way he explains that to mean is, it says that if you wrote the true, if you like, opinions of each person, called Rabbi Yochanan, then other people might come along, like the loser might come along and say, oh, there are two other Dayanim that hold like the minority opinion and try and overturn the din. Okay, so that's why, again, when it's a that's why, according to the way the Reed Baz explains, the Rabbi Yochanan says you just have to write all three Dayanim said Chayav, all three Dayanim says like or Zakah, innocent, he doesn't have to pay. Okay, let's continue. This is now Halacha Yud Aleph. Calls Manshim. Now, sorry, before we get to Halacha Yud Aleph, very importantly, according to the Korban Eder's opinion, we continue with the Gemara after, meaning this Mishnah is placed in the wrong place. So let's continue where it says Amar Rabbi Ushai. We'll jump down and come back to the Mishnah in a moment. So Amar Rabbi Ushaya, Taman, she ifshar lohosif danim Dayanim really is. Elu keneged elu. Baram hacha, yefshar lehem losif. So what this means is as follows. I read the comment. It says, Ba'al terutzei. We're trying to explain, to metaretz, that the situation we just explained, because shneim chayvim v'chad mezakeh. So lama lama michtav chayv the Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say that they all have to write chayv? De michtzik hashikra, because then it's misrepresenting what the true opinions are. De mashma, it's because it sounds like the kulon, it was a unanimous decision. For ishlakish, and in other words, and according to Rish Lakish, you've got a problem, lo telech rechil. In other words, according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, it seems to be a problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you write, they all said chayav is misrepresenting what the truth is. According to Rish Lakish, you're on the risk of being lotel rechil. You're revealing, if you like, what that one person was really on the side of the loser. So what's a better solution? Simply, yosifu dayanim, add more dayanim. We know we add more dayanim in a situation where it, like one of the dayanim says, I don't know. So simply add more dayanim until you get three that are mechayev. All mezakim and three that are patur, if you sorry, that finds out one the party innocent. The azlo michzik is shikra, because all you do is just write down those three opinions that said chayev. All those three opinions said zakai. To be a mana in tzrichot, because it's you don't need more than three. Shneimer zakai v'achadarim eni yodea. Then yosifu dining, you add more. So in other words, what it's saying is I have a solution. The Gemara, well, so the way the comment explains it, it says I have a way of solving all problems. You don't have to have rochil. You don't have to have any misrepresentation. Just add more dayanim until you've got truly three that say chayav, or three that say zakai, and then simply write them in the document. There's no misrepresentation. There's no holech rochil. That's the way he's explaining it. However, now again, you might say that maybe the holech rechil is that the innocent person who was in part of the original Beit Din is absent or things like that. But the Gemara has a different explanation. Rabbi Hoshaya says, "Hatam efshar losif." No, when there are only two opinions, two dayanim express an opinion. One says eni yodea. That's when you can start adding people. Hatam efshar losif she'ein kan shlosh dayanim, because you don't have three dayanim that express an opinion. Shezeromer eni yodea kaman deleted them. Like to explain the reason why you add more dayanim when there's only two dayanim have an opinion, and the third says I don't know, is because it's if there's only two dayanim. Aval hachahia sheyesh kan shlosh dayanim. There's three dayanim. Va'Torah amra achrei rabim la'atot, and the Torah says the judgment is ended based on two a majority opinion. Kfar nid gemar din. It's game over. You can't add anything anymore. The EF Shalo Sif Dayanim, and you cannot add any more Dayanim to try and get around this. Your innovative solution doesn't work, what Rabbi Shaya says, is because once you've already got a majority opinion and you've got three technical Dayanim, you can't start adding Dayanim to try and change the appearance of what the Shtar says to get around Lotel Rechil or represent it truly. Okay, that's the way it's
One
speaking.
would think that even if you add Dayanim, the moment you make a statement, if you say the these were Mechayev, so you
That's what I
understand.
said. That's what I said to you as well. In other words, that's what I was really alluding to before. That if you're going to add a more dayanim and the ones that aren't on the sheet of paper, you could mashba. Exactly. But I thought the same thing as well. That's why I tried to say this before. But the Gemara just rejects that anyway by saying, well, you can't add once you've got three. And what's interesting here is that the Gemara continues, which is again, this is within the Perek of Korban Erev. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they both say, even once you've got three, you could add. However, since you're not your, there's no chova to add, therefore we do not add. Okay, so in other words, that's why the solution, they each express their opinions of their work. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah, Halach Yud Aleph. Halach Yud Aleph says, Kol zman shehu mevi raya soter tzim. Let's say one of the parties has a proof, he can bring that proof to counter in other words, again, what stage we are in the din, the Gemara will discuss. But if he didn't have a proof to support his position in the beginning, but brings it later, obviously that can reset things. Amru lo, if they said to him, "Kol rayot shesh lecha," we're going to give you a time span to bring him mechad v'shoshim yom, 30 day. Habiba d'shoshim yom, brings him in 30 days, soter, it would actually, yes, that would be admissible. However, lachar shoshim yom, brings it after 30 days, ain't no soter, it would not break the judgment because the limit's expired. However, Rabbi Yoshimon Lakshya says, not fair. Matzah, what can I do? The guy couldn't get access to his proof within the 30 days. So and he only finds out after 30 days, he's going to say bad luck to him. That's not fair. Okay? Well, now, this is halakhic a bet now, based on the way we rejigged it. Amar Amrullah, they've said him, have a edim. Yeah, bring witnesses. It says, Eli don't have any witnesses. Habe raya, bring in proof. Eli raya. Ulachaz, man, and after amount of time, matzah edim, he finds some sort of witnesses, or matzah raya, finds some proof. Hareza inuklum, we say, no, clearly the guy's lying because we asked him if he had anything. He said, there's nothing, and now somehow magically there, it's appearing. Some Rav Shimon Lakish, what are you talking about? Maya sir, lo hayu lo haya yodash yesh lo edim v'matzah edim v'lo yodash yesh lo raya v'matzah raya. What can this person do if he didn't know he had any witnesses or didn't know he had any proof, and now suddenly he becomes aware of it? Okay, that's not fair. So, however, Amrullah said, what if the case was Amrullah haba edim Amrullah ainly edim? Another case, the guys that were somewhere on the panel, do you have any witnesses? I don't have any. And in the course of the din, it doesn't go away. It's as we are. It says haba raya. Bring a proof, and he says also Eini Raya. However, this says Ra'im with Heaven. However, we saw the din was going against him, then he was saying to lose the case. The Amar, and he says on the spot. This is not after the fact. This is during the course. He says actually, Kiruvo Ishplani Bra, bring Reuven and Shimon, then they can testify. Or there's a Raya that I have Mitoch Apundato. He pulls it out of his belt. In that situation, Arezin Klum. That's clearly he is lying. Because if he's in the course and they said, you have anything, I don't have anything, and something magically pulls it out from his pocket, well, clearly this is something manufactured. Okay, let's continue. This is now the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi Hoshaya, Tlata Amorim. There are three opinions here in the Tanaim. Now we explain like Spain is like the Korban Eder. Chadamar, he says, this is the Tana Kama's opinion, very beginning. He calls Manchum. That is, that din, meaning there is no time limit. As long as he brings a raya, some sort of proof, he can, and even if he lost the case, it sounds like, he could, if he finds some other proof in his favor, okay, we'll reopen the case. However, we've got other opinion, Hadamar, we've got the second opinion, which is on our Mishnah, which is he has a 30-day limit, and that can be fixed in Beit Din. And the third opinion is Lolam Soter. Now, this the way the Korban explains this. This is opinion of Shimon ben Gamliel. That even though in our Mishnah he says, "What can you do if you didn't know?" Mashma that if he presents a raya later in time, he has to prove why he didn't know about it before then. Right? That's the extra qualifier. So there's two. One is he can bring a raya whenever he likes. It's one extreme. Without any proof, whatever, I just happen to have it now. Don't ask questions. Here we go. Another opinion says you've got 30-day limit. And when I was saying Rav Shimon Gamliel is actually the intermediate opinion, according to Korban Eder, that if he brings it a later time, he has to explain himself or explain why he didn't have it. Okay. Mara says, the one taken, Vahatanin, what are you talking about? Rav Shimon Gamliel, Maya said, Maya said, Lo haya yodea shesh lo edim, umatza edim, shesh lo ra, umatza raya. Now it's interesting here, I'll read the Korban Eder. He says, "Mashma." It implies in the Reisha, "Airi afal pi shehayodeya." It seems to imply that he did know, or sheyesh lo raya, aval shelo haya matzuyeda, but he just didn't have it at his disposal. Mevi v'soter. Now, how he's being medayik? It's interesting. I thought it was being medayik from the fact the Reisha says, "He says, mayaselo." One second, kokos. Koraya sheyesh lecha. Do you have any raya, rayot? Mashma that he must. And the counter was, well, what can he do that he wasn't able to bring it at that time? Mashma he knew about it, so, right? So the Gemara then continued, but it's actually interesting because in the Share Korban, actually, I'll read you here. He says, "V'nira mi sefer." It's actually from the rest of the sefer. The parech davke be'amar ein lo ra ein li raya. The Kishrash nitchayev hotzi mitoch apundato du ne'eman. He actually learns it from the Sefer. The Sefer is because in the end, remember, if he was in front of Bain, he says, like, I've got nothing. And then he magically brings it out. That's when he's ne'eman. Aval b'shelo amar ein li raya. If he doesn't say, I've got nothing, or Kishrash nitchayev hotzi mapundato, but it seemed to imply that then he magically brings it, and then he brings it out, and then he'd be ne'eman. In other words, it seems to be that even if he did know he had it, therefore he could present it. So only if he says, I don't have it. Okay, that's a deal we're trying to say. But how is me medayik? It seems to be that this is, if you like, a kasha that you're trying to medayik when the Rishon Malakish, that he has to bring a proof why he didn't know about it. Because however you medayik from the Mishnah, it seems to be that Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't have to be that. It could even be he knows about it, but he just couldn't bring it, or doesn't have to be that he doesn't know. It doesn't have to be proof that he didn't know about it. Okay, let's continue. In other words, can we set up a situation such that we want to close a judgment so there's no take twos? So, according to either Rav Lav or Rav Zera, this machloket here between the two of them, one says that he can bring right until he says, I mevatel all future rayot. Okay, any future proofs that I'll be able to bring. Mevatel, bitul bepeh. However, it says, v'chadamar, so that's not, even that's not sufficient. In other words, if the two parties want to close the din, and there has to be some sort of kinyan, that through a kinyan is mevata all future rahiyot, and then that would be actually 100% closed the case. Okay, now Reb Levi Havelei Din, in Chad Bar Nash al Esek Batim, he had some sort of a residential dispute. Let's talk about that. Revert to it that way. Vavu dining command, the din was in front of Reb Elazar. Lachar Gaman, after some sort of time, Hevi Raya, one of the parties brought a proof. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar, one of the Dayanim, asked Rabbi Yochanan, Amarle calls man shemivi raya soter hadin. So he said to him, what are you talking about? The law is true. I don't care if he can't present the rayot now. We've just learned that if he presents at a later date, it's soter hadin. Now, the Sharia Korban asks, what's even the question here? That's the Pashup Pshat of the Mishnah, the kol hadayot that he can bring. So one understanding is that this question was, is this is a time where it was after the 30-day time lapse. So the okay, that's our warning. Okay, that's our warning. Hopefully I'll see if I can finish here within the one before the Mitzvah Shem will be okay. Right? You got the warning? Yes? You didn't get a warning. I got a warning. Okay, you got a warning. Let's see how we go. Might have to pause the shir, but we'll see how we go. So Rav Levi Havelei Din Im Chad Bar Nash Al Esek Batim Vavo Dining Kamei Rav Lachar Zman Hevi Raya Sha'al Rabbi Yochanan. So again, the question was, even though it's after 30 days, can be Raya. Rabbi Yochanan says, absolutely you can. Rav Av Makis. So Havelei Din had a din with Bar Chanash Al Iske Rechaya regarding Rechaim. Havu Aydinan Aydinin Kamei Rav Lazar. The judgment came before Rav Lazar. Lachar gmar din, after the din had already finished, hevi edim, the guy started bringing edim to counter and go and support his position. Shah Rabbi Yochanan Amar lay a din, why do you still have the question? Calls manchemi beratav soter tadin. We've already explained that any time you bring a raya, it's going to soter tadin. So the Gemara says, well, why is he asking him twice? Didn't you already know this? We've seen two. After the first case, we know that whenever he brings a raya, he can soter tadin. So, however, Levi loit avid le gzardin. The difference was in the first case, it was before Gzardina, before the Dayanim concluded and passed a judgment. So, okay, fine. He brought a Raya later in the case, we know. But how do we know even after the case is concluded that he can suddenly bring Dayanim and turn over the case? Oh, that's why I needed the second question. Isher Dayanim, that's Ashrata the Dayanim. This is a court certified document. The question is, Maushu Tzrich Beitin, do we need a Kiyum Beitin? Let's say someone brings Ashrata the Dayanim. Do you need mekayim the ashrata? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Benai says b'shem Shmuel, Chad Amar Yitkayem says, or b'ktav Eidim, or b'ktav Yedei and Dayanim. Then you can do a kiyum either by way of the signatures of the Eidim, so it's like a brand new kiyum all over again, or even just mekayim the signatures of the Dayanim. If we recognize the Dayanim, that's enough, because that's ashrata, that's the certification. Chad Amar, no, even more makil than that. Afil b'ktav echad, or b'din echad, even if it's just you can confirm this from one of the witnesses and one of the dayanim for a certified document that's sufficient. With that say, we hadran lach perak zeh borer and lach perak zeh borer and lach perak zeh borer. So let's continue. Echad din emal v'chad din hashor b'dishra v'chakira. That normally, that since din d'oraita for both monetary laws and capital cases, you need drisha and chakira. Drisha and chakira is not just there's the standard questioning time, location, place. You have to go. All right, I bet you much we're still okay. I'm just gonna continue to just finish the shiur. You better go, Dov. Okay. Okay, I'll send you the shiur. Okay. It says ma dine mamonot. So again, but chakirot are the extra questionings that aren't the critical pieces that you can, find in zolomim, but other technicalities to try and catch them out on. That has one mishpat. So the guy says, "Ma ben dinei mamonot the dinei nafashot." What's the difference between dinei nafashot? Dinei nafashot then is you only need mamonot is you only need 3 dayanim, and nafashot you need 23 dayanim. Dinei mamonot potchim bo. When it comes to dinei mamonot, monetary matters, then you can, whether it's when they're deliberating with the dayanim, you can. It doesn't matter how you open the case, whether it's l'zchut the person or l'chovah to his benefit or his detriment. However, din nefashot, when it comes to a capital case, you have to potchim b'zchut. You go for zchut ve'im potchim l'chovah. You open with how we can find the individual innocent. That's how they do the deliberation. So the Gemara says, Achadei b'dinei mamanot. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shvil lachus almon Yisrael. Amru. So, in other words, for monetary matters, even though really, midin Torah, you need both drisha and chakira, not just the basics, but you also need the chakira. You can also do the chakira in terms of just trying to ask all manners of questions to the nth degree to try and catch these witnesses out. When it comes to the dime mama, not bidirabana, we say it's just drisha is enough, not chakira. Okay, that's sufficient. Why? Because we're scared that what would happen is that. If you have such a high level of crossing, like interrogation, then it's going to mevatel loans to the extent that people won't want to lend money anymore. It's good, because you can have true cases. You're going to catch the guy out, and somebody will take negality. All these aid him a puzzle. Okay, so that's why, for the sake of commerce and sake, business can still operate it. They lower the standard aid him. Yes, you have to have basic kashrus aid him. We don't try and catch them out. So Rav Chiya bar Abba by Kamei Rav Yossi, Hecha Avan Uvdu, what's the case? How do we paskin? It says, so Amar Avlei Rav Yochanan. Like Rav Yochanan, the Dinim Mamma, you don't need all the Chakirot, but rather, the Rav Yochanan, B'shvil HaKos Amam Yisrael, Amru Hecha Ata Yodea Sheze Chayav, all you think you have to do is, how do you know that this individual is Chayav or not, without having to ask him all the more intricate questions, like we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, when we get there. All right, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem will take him with me next year. All right, Kol Tov, everyone. So us.
Be safe.